Insert sponsorship label right here. Sponsorship is available by contacting us at anniversepodcast@gmail.com. Welcome to the Anniverse Podcast, presented by Yokorama, Pepper Ham, Dr. Dozer, and Bizarre Jelly 5.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Anniverse. I'm Bill.
I'm Dozer.
I'm Moses.
And I'm Abby, and we have a special guest with us today.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's me, Kieran. Yay.
Yeah, Kieran's from, what's your channel name again, Kieran? We forget.
4100 for everyone that doesn't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, we'll link in the show notes, which are on the podcast things.
We had to force him to come on here. He's not here by his own decision.
No, we are. It's chains and whips.
He has a gun to his head right now.
Yeah. You know, it's like that Rihanna song. chains and whips excite me. That one.
Yeah. So the next time somebody asks you, you know, well, what's your podcast like? You just say it's like that Rihanna song, and then they'll
know straight away.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
And then link it to it on the iTunes.
And
subscribe to us on iTunes as well, which you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's appropriate to have Rihanna in the background while you listen, because we are in cahoots with Rihanna. She has a hand in the Anniverse's pocket. Well, that's why we're mentioning her so many times.
She had Chris Brown's hand on her face.
Oh man.
That's difficult.
Too soon.
Joke of the year 2012. Joke of the year award. Go to that one. Anyways, I think we're starting off here, so we might as well talk about what we watched this week so far.
Well, why don't we talk about our sponsor first?
Our sponsor? What sponsor?
Yeah, exactly it. Why don't you, if you want to sponsor the podcast, just email us at anniversepodcast@gmail.com.
I see what you did there.
I'm just going to jump in here. Kieran, what's your favorite anime, just so we know?
Well, probably Angel Beats, I have to say. It's probably my favorite anime.
Ooh, that's a different. You don't really hear that.
It's probably followed by The Girl Who Let Through Time, just to keep it site-centric, I suppose.
I feel like Angel Beats gets a lot of excuse me.
Bleep.
It's post-Watershed Nickelodeon.
For me, it's Neo Nick. For being one of the weaker key series, but I really liked Angel Beats. I don't,
you know,
I think it needed more episodes.
Well, so. Yeah, people said it is just weird, but I'm it away. People that it's not long enough, and all the characters haven't really been developed. But I think for what it is, it's really funny, and you know, there's some really good action scenes. And
I haven't seen it because I hate Key. I hate Key after watching Air. So
it gets forcibly kind of grouped together with Clannad, because I think it's got the same director, isn't it?
Yeah, same creator.
So comparing Angel Beats and Clannad is like not fair in any way.
It's like dog poo.
It's like
to like a nice buffet of like ice cream. That's like
comparing to muesli and Fruit Loops or something.
You know, they kind of look the same. You know, one's really crappy and the other one is absolutely delicious.
How could you call my favorite anime crappy?
Oh, we're off to a good start between you two.
Hostilities are already formed.
Oh, wait, he's a Kiwi. He's got to be got to be hostile towards him.
It's the national rivalry that's going on.
Yeah,
the soundtrack in Angel Beats was excellent.
Yeah, it really
is. My favorite part. About it, where all the insert songs.
The only thing I remember about Angel Beats is the episode with the train, because I remember crying quite a lot.
The train,
you know, like choo-choo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the one of Otanashi and
I can't believe that worked.
Yeah,
crashing.
I'm trying to keep it spoiler-free, but yeah.
Oh damn it! Sorry about that.
That's okay. There was no vivid details given, so it's fine.
Right.
It's not like you said everyone died by a nuclear bomb and then all their parents cried and then they were all shot by terrorists. And that would
Jenga,
be vivid
Jenga,
details.
Jenga.
That would be Jenga.
We can Jenga it. But Bill, I think Jenga's we're going into our first segment.
Yeah, what it is we watched this week so far, what we've been up to. Should I start or does anybody else want to go?
Well, you're leading it, so you can't.
I'm leading it, so I get the first foot out of the door.
Well, you get all to right. tell people who to talk.
Oh, okay. Well, then Yokorama, you could begin.
Why me?
I don't know.
Just do it.
You have a problem with me or something?
Come on, Muesli. All right.
I've been a bit lazy this week. Haven't really watched anything except City Hunter. I watched like a couple episodes of that because I was bored and I decided to download that. Because what if SOPA hits?
So I was watching
what if...
Initial D not going.
Actually, no, I kind of put Initial D on hold because I don't want to finish it. They're all going to cry, you know, because it's so good. So I put I put that on hold after episode 10, so it's just sitting there now. But City Hunter, I watched the first couple episodes of that the other day, and for an old series, for an 80s series, it's so good and it's so underrated. Nobody ever talks about it. I don't think any of you have never seen it, I bet. And I bet
I've
you
seen
that...
the first five episodes.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Have you?
I was gonna have it on my list.
No, the thing is, I know that I went on the list and to check out, like, you know, for my friend's list, and, like, nobody has seen it. I didn't see you on there.
Yeah, I didn't put it on there. It was a while ago.
But yeah, it's pretty good and very underrated. I have a feeling that I will enjoy it. So that's pretty much it.
There's a lot of that too.
Yes, there is. There's like three seasons.
Yeah, and there's like a bunch of movies too, I think, right? I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure actually. I didn't really look into that. Who's next?
But yeah, so I'll go next. I started watching the first Macross this week. The very first one from the 80s. And what I love about this, and I've only watched one episode, so I can't really, you know, oh, it's the best thing ever or it's the worst thing ever because I only saw 24 minutes. But what I love about it is that it's still from that time where they would write the opening theme song just for the anime. And all the Japanese male singers in the 80s had those deep baritone voices, and they would just mention the name of the show 50 times in the theme song. So the Macross one is just like, Macross, and he just keeps saying it. And then he goes into this beautiful trumpet verse where he's just singing about how great Macross is. I love openings like that. But it's good. It's what I like about Macross opposed to Gundam, and I'm not going to trash Gundam, but it's a little more flashier than Gundam. That's what I like the most about it.
I prefer the original Macross to any Gundam series I've seen, actually.
Yeah.
Because the story and the relationship between the humans and those Zentari, or whatever they're called, pretty awesome.
Yes, that's one of the things, like, a lot of people will compare the two, because it's obvious. I mean, Macross was probably the follow-up answer to Gundam, as far as competition goes back then. And it just seems to me like it appeals to me more than Gundam does, because it's a little more focused on... I'm not gonna cite Gundam for anything, but it's a lot more focused. There's a lot of romance involved, and a little more character depth in that direction. And I don't know, it's just flashier. It's a little more loud than Gundam is. Gundam's a lot more military based to me.
By the way, Macross in English is called Robotech. If you guys have seen that, maybe it's the same thing.
I'm sorry, I was just I'm zoning out at the moment. Yeah, only robot anime,
okay.
Mecha. Anime.
Yeah, we're talking about mechs, and you're like mechs.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I also watched just real quick. No, never mind. Screw that. You go up. You're up. Who's up? Dad's up.
Okay. What am I watching this week? I am watching. What's it called? Kino's Journey. I don't know if you guys have seen Kino's Journey.
I haven't seen it, but I've
heard.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yes.
Well, Abby has, of course. She's the one who told me to watch
it. Yes. Yes.
And it's one of her favorite TV shows, which I know about. And it's really quite interesting because it's a sort of episodic kind of anime where it's always like a unique story. Well, it's like a few unique stories in the episodes. And basically, it sort of like challenges social morals, and it makes you think and it makes you want to discuss a lot of things. Like one episode had the question of, would you kill an animal to save a human if that human was a people smuggler? You
wow,
know?
What a question.
Yeah.
That's a really deep question because... thinking as a human, oh, we have to save our fellow humans, but then they're bastards and you wouldn't want to save bastards, so you don't kill the animal to save them. You know what I mean? It gives those sort of questions.
I'm gonna have to check this out.
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
One of the reasons why I haven't is episodic usually doesn't appeal to me as much as overarching plots do, but I have nothing against episodic stuff. Just that there's usually less drive for me to go to the next episode.
Unless it's Cowboy Bebop. Unless it's Cowboy Bebop. That's the only one.
Seen Cowboy Bebop.
I've only seen one episode. I need to finish that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wasn't bad.
You're not an anime fan.
But yeah, when,
oh,
we were,
no.
When you were watching...
I swear, you get that list of... Oh, sorry, but you get that list that, you know, people like tell you to watch, and it's like, nah, you're not an anime fan unless you've watched this ridiculous list of classics.
You're not a fan, man.
Like,
see episode one.
Like, Eba, you probably know about that, but on my anime list, that Legends of the Galactic Heroes, that, God. I'm not even going to go into it. I'm not watching that, okay?
Hey, it's pretty good. I've seen a little bit of it.
Oh, it looks so pretentious.
Well, because this is my section, I might just round it off. Abby, you wanted to say something?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, about 10 minutes ago, we've had some like really long discussions after you've watched episodes of Kino's Journey that have been like half an hour long, 45 minutes.
I
think it's just one of those kind of shows that will make you think and make you want to talk about it, like you said.
Yeah, like if it was came out like now and you could do episode discussions on YouTube, it would probably be the perfect show to do, to be honest. Because you can just discuss everything about it.
Yeah, it'd be a bit more interactive than other shows.
Yeah, like
as far as what you think, you know.
Like Naruto. Oh wow, it's an amazing episode of Naruto this week.
Hey, shut up, man.
Got together.
He met his mother, okay? He started crying.
Smoochy smooch.
Oh, how sweet, how sweet.
Hey, I cried, okay? No, I didn't.
And I'm done, so I think Abby's next.
I've been really lazy with watching anime this week, so I've only really got one thing to talk about, and I started watching an anime called Suzuka, which nice. A lot of people tend to say I should definitely watch, because it's such a good show. And I'm only like halfway through episode 4, because I've been really bad with watching anime this week, but it seems like it's kind of alright. I'm not loving it so far, I guess.
Yeah, I'm a Suzuka about? Fan. Oh yeah, let her go, yeah. What is it about? So people don't know.
Abby, what's it about?
Hello.
Sorry. You lagged out. I didn't hear anything. It's as far as I can tell, it's about a girl who goes to school with a guy, and the guy's kind of interested in the girl, and they live next door to each other, and, you know, that sort of situation.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a typical shonen romance. I'm a Suzuka fan because of the manga. Not that the anime doesn't do a good job of adapting the manga. It does. It faithfully adapts it up to a certain point, but story gets a lot better, in my opinion, post-anime. And I'm also a fan of the author, too.
So, in other words, the anime is crap, but after the anime, it's really good.
I wouldn't say crap. It just picks up a little bit more post-anime. Kind of similar to the way Beck is. Beck's awesome in the anime, but the story gets better post-anime and into the manga. The story matter handled is a little bit heavier, but I won't say anymore. I was about to spoil Suzuka. Never mind. Spoiler Bill. But yeah, it's typical shonen romance, though. There's not, you're not going to see anything you haven't seen.
That's cool.
Yeah. It seems like a very just kick back, relax, watch it sort of show. Like, I'm not going to need to think too much.
It's one of those shonen romance where there's like 50 misunderstandings and there's like 3 episode arcs where they're like,
that gets really annoying though.
The only thing that's really bothered me with Suzuka so far is that about episode 2, I don't know if this counts as a spoiler, but the main character's like, oh, I'm in love with this girl. And I'm like, you've known her for like, what, 3 days?
It happens. It happens.
I don't know.
She's just been nothing but a massive bitch to you so far. So, no, you're not in love with her, I don't think.
I don't know. I'm a romantic at heart, and I think true love can be found within, like, just a few days. You know? Like, love at first sight, you know?
There's no such thing, dude. There's no such thing.
But she's pretty much a bitch the whole thing. But that's her character. That's like, they characterize, she's like a really extreme tsundere. She's like, she's just mean the whole time. So get used to that.
Yeah, she is pretty horrible.
You guys are turning me away from watching it. You guys are totally turning me away from watching it. Because I haven't seen myself. And like, tsundere is like one of my worst favorite. That doesn't make sense. It's one of the worst character types for me. So I don't know. And
that's
if she's
my
like,
favorites, dude.
Dude, how?
I love it.
Only tsundere I like is Taiga. Taiga's the only good one. That's it. Everybody else sucks.
Reason I started watching Suzuka was because people keep saying how good it is, and I was like looking through YouTube the other day, and Funimation have it on their channel, like the whole show just on there. So
you know, that's not a really good idea. Trolling YouTube is not a good idea. You get a lot of weird things.
No, I was on the TV show in the animation section.
Yeah,
it was on there.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Kieran then?
Well, I pretty much I've got a really slack habit of not keeping up with shows that I pick up in seasons. Like I kind of waited a week or so after everything had aired, so I caught up with like basically everything I've watched this week, and I started watching The World Godly Knows, and I really enjoyed
good
that.
Good man.
I love that show.
Always, like, that was, it seems like it was, like, kind of all this comedy disguised in, like, this, like, these little sad moments when, you know, he kind of falls for, you know, the girl, and then she kind of forgets everything, and that got me down in part. So I, like, okay, I need something, you know, happy to watch, Oran Host Club was, I got it off a friend, and I thought I'd never ever watch it because it just looks really pink and not anything like I would watch. And I don't know, I've been really enjoying it. It's been quite good. And I also watched two of the worst pieces of anime that I've ever watched, thanks to Yokorama this week.
But you can check that out on his channel, can't you?
You can. That my review for the best anime in the world.
The best Mars anime that you've ever seen.
Your best anime. Actually, my next... anime, yes.
sorry.
The second one from the the second OVA that I watched from the same studio is almost as good, if you know what I mean. But
I gotta check that out, man.
It's like Gundam meets a tentacle hentai without hentai kind of thing.
So you know what basically I mean?
Who is the studio?
They're called Idea Factory, and I don't know. I'm not sure.
Never heard of them.
You're probably rightfully so, because they've only made like a couple of series.
And they're all crap. They're all like in the...
Yeah, they're all crap.
Yeah, they're all crap.
But I kind of went in for the... with the, you know...
Not a very good factory then, are they?
The bad execution.
I kind of went in with like the mindset that, you know, Yokorama did... You know, he said that it's like the lowest rated anime on MEL. And I thought, no, I'm gonna enjoy this. And I hated it. So I decided to... do a review from the perspective of a person that only liked the show. So
yeah, like Daza said, it's just badly executed. Like, cause that Mars of Destruction could have been so good if it was done nicely.
Well, I said.
Well, maybe. Go ahead.
You go.
Okay, maybe it was. I look at the length. It's 90 minutes long. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's painful to watch though. It's a painful 90.
Maybe
minutes.
It could have been better if they.
No. If it was done by somebody a good studio, then it could have been better. No.
Well, you
know what we should do?
What?
Next week,
should we all watch
me,
it?
Bill, and Dazza should watch it by next week and just see how bad it is.
Well,
yeah.
I said before the podcast, I said that kind of weird podcast, that...
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast. that it's... like I kind of just came across that it was like a porno without porn. It's like got the plot of, you know, really shoddy plot. And the length, but there's no porn to speak of.
So it's just like, he knocks on the door and it's just like, you ordered pizza? And then the music starts and then he's just like, yeah, we did order pizza. Come in.
No, they're both kind of sci-fi themed ones. Like one of them is like a mech, like a really shoddy Gundam one. Like,
all right, I'll rephrase that. So you ordered a robot? A giant robot.
That's perfect.
Robot. It's like, yeah, I actually did one. Oh, here it is.
That's awesome.
It's so shoddy that the anime, like the characters go into the like the suits in like 2D, but during the fighting scenes, all the character models are 3D. So they switch between it on the fly. And it looks terrible.
Yo, Karen, let me ask you a question. What if we are the invaders?
What?
What if we are the invaders?
Oh
is,
my!
Is that like the big moral question?
That is
the show?
Yeah. Yes, that is the moral question. That's what you learn. That makes you think, dude. It's better than Kino's Journey.
It's like a 90-minute anime, and it poses the question that, like, if the humans are really the bad guys.
They just throw it in so randomly in the last, like, 2 minutes.
Against what?
Against the Martians. Against the Martians. The Martians come to destroy the planet or something like that after some space shuttle crash or something like that, and then... It's funny because he's fighting one of the Martians and like he already killed the Martian, but the Martian like comes back to life and he's like, "You guys are the invaders." The dude's like, just, "What?"
Like the only thing that scene was missing was like a big kind of scream, like, you know, at the end of Planet of the Apes when like
yeah!
you blow it up. It's like, "No, you monsters." But long story short, you've got to watch it.
Oh, yeah, it has Beethoven in it. The soundtrack is done by Beethoven, so you should enjoy it.
Yeah, Beethoven, yeah.
that's right.
When he tells him about... Dude, when he tells him about that they are the invaders, you, like, hear Moonlight Sonata in the background. That's so beautiful.
I'm in that boat. Can't wait. I'm stoked for this.
Oh yeah. Thanks. Be hyped, man.
I'm really hyped. I'm gonna go into this looking for something great.
You will get it. You will get it. You will rate it a one for number one, dude.
You should be able to stream the Mars Destruction, but the other one, I think it's called Tinku Danzato Skelter Heaven, which is I'm sorry. Bad title.
Beep.
beep. And it's a lot harder to find, and it's rated 0.3, it's 3 something on MinorMailist, but there's only 300 people that have seen it, so it's definitely a hidden gem among the medium, so
wink,
I recommend
wink.
It.
Wink, wink, man.
I will check this out.
Bill, have you seen Chibi Devil, by the way? You might want to...
Chibi Devil.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chibi Devil.
I don't think so. Hold on. What is that about?
Well...
It's about a chibi devil.
Yeah, but a chibi devil.
Oh, I'll translate that to English. Small devil.
Oh, that's so funny, dude. That's funny.
But there's an orphan girl who's really sad, and then for some reason they give her a baby devil. And when you dress him up, costumes,
like a really bad porno again.
Like a Godzilla costume, it gets powers. So
you ordered a baby devil?
To be honest, though, that was pretty cute.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Du-du-du-du-du. Yeah.
Well, in Japan, you know, you never know.
But it is quite cute.
Okay. Should we move on?
Sounds like it'd be adorable.
Yeah, we should move on.
What's our next topic, Bill?
That's what we've been doing half an hour.
Redline. We've all. Except for Kieran, I've seen the movie Redline this past week. Well, Daz has seen it a while ago, but...
I saw it, 2 years ago.
I've seen the trailer.
Oh, wow. You've seen the trailer? So that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all watched Redline, so I free for one as well talk about what we thought of it. That's basically all I have to say about it. It's you're more of a veteran of it. You begin.
Redline is the story of the car race. Redline, which is a sort of illegal underground race that everyone knows about.
Totally.
And basically they go into a place that's not North Korea, or a metaphor for North Korea, and they have a giant race, which is a lot like Wacky Races on steroids.
Exactly. That's the story.
And the JP, the main guy, has a pseudo subplot with this girl, but I won't spoil that for you. Because that's the only
thing. Oh, yeah. I don't want to go in depth with that. That was one of my favorite moments.
I wasn't
expecting any of that kind of back plot. So I was pretty happy, actually, with that.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Is it kind of a popcorn movie? Or has it got some sort of
message to
tell?
It's straight up popcorn flick, without a doubt.
Sweet.
It's entertainment at its best. That's basically what it is.
And that's what I love about it. It knows. It's not trying to tell, the greatest story ever told. It knows that. So it doesn't really fall flat. And for me, anyway, it doesn't fall flat in that area because it's not trying to pull off something that's bigger than it's able to. It knows. It just goes forward with the simple premise of it's a goddamn race on a forbidden planet. And there's hostility. And there's explosions. And the animation's just candy for your eyes completely.
I think the best comparison I can have is probably Avatar, where it looks amazing, it sounds amazing, and it's just basically little substance.
Yeah, and I'm fine. It's like they spent most of the time with that movie, obviously, on the animation.
They spent 8 years on the animation.
Yeah, and it's all hand-drawn. There's no CG at all. Even the cars, when they're everything is hand drawn, everything's frame by frame, done by a human being, and I think that's spectacular, especially in an age of anime where that's really not.
It's definitely one of the best looking films I've seen. Well, at least in a really long time. So
what do you guys think of it?
Well, first off, I'm gonna say I gave it an 8 out of 10, mainly because there was like you said, there's really no story that much. It's just the most simplest thing. It's mainly the animation. That really, really caught my eye and stuff. But the story, it's nothing to really write about or talk about too much.
But no one really has written about the story. If you look at reviews of the actual show by proper reviewers like myself, you tell that they only talk about the animation. They don't talk really about the plot, and I think that's the main point of it. You don't really, it doesn't need the plot.
No, yeah, for me, it still needs something, and I know I did pick some things, but I guess,
there's enough there.
Can I add a point here?
Yeah.
I really wanted to like this, but I am so, like, because I want to be a writer when I'm older, I'm really, like, into my stories and stuff. I wanted to like this a lot more than it did, and I thought that if they were going to spend so much money on the animation, they should have a story that matched up to that animation, or at least try to, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I halfway agree with Debbie.
See, like, for me, it had enough there to push it forward.
Yeah.
You had all the backstory, you had what it is. You can kind of fill in some of the blanks as far as what JP's past is like, what kind of person he is, and even his friends and whatnot. I mean, however many there are, it's not many, but... there's kind of a fill in the blank kind of element, but I think they gave you enough to where, okay, it's 1 hour and 40 minutes. It is a race movie. So there's really, apart from the opposing planet and the race, there's really not much you can really go off to begin with.
I would say if it has as much plot as your average for like one tier show, like one core show on that airs on TV.
Yeah, I mean, you had your main character, you had your racing, your car mods, your animation, your enemies, your bigger enemies. You know, you had there was a really large cast of characters too for how short it was. I mean, I'm not saying there's not multi-tier development for each one of them, but there is a lot of them,
and there is a backstory for all of them as well.
Yeah, oh yeah, they do go into each one of them.
Like, there's the sisters are magical girls from a magical girl planet.
That was funny.
I love the bounty hunters.
When I see that movie, like, from what I've seen from the trailer and stuff, I don't know, it just reminds me of, like, kind of, like, the Grindhouse kind of style, like...
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm getting that across. I don't know if you have, like, seen my, you know, what I
it's,
think.
It's very intentionally but, over the top and campy,
yeah.
Is that...
Yeah, just yeah. Just like that, and only just for the sake of entertainment, really, not... Like, yeah. I understand what Evie says, like, you know, with the story, but I think a lot of films like that lose their appeal, and especially even if that tried to have a story but kind of fell flat, because I could see that happening, especially it looks like, you know, just a kind of like a vessel for like some really nice animation and you know some action, really, I suppose.
Yeah
I think that's pretty much what it is, because I actually really enjoyed the film, but I didn't enjoy the story. It kind of reminded me of F-Zero for some reason. I don't know if anyone ever played on F-Zero.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've seen people playing that game.
It's got an F-Zero flavor.
Well, you are, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I thought I was gonna like it a lot more than I did, because that was like one of my favorite games. I loved F-Zero.
More of a PlayStation kid myself.
But it really did keep you like glued to your screen throughout the whole movie, though, because
yeah,
it was so over the top, you know. It really kind of made up by being
over
the top.
The one thing I like, sorry, carry on.
No, I'm finished.
He's done.
Oh, okay. The one thing I noticed with this film was, this is going to sound really stupid, but the movement in it. Because you see a lot of anime these days that has no movement to it. It's literally just a picture of a person moving and whatever. There was so much movement in this film. It was amazing.
Everything.
It was really,
like,
really nice to see.
It was a movement. You know, it was like the lines in the background or whatever. You just saw the movement.
It's incredible looking. It really is. It is amazing looking movie. Like, and even not even just the animation and the way everything moves, but I really, really loved the character design. Like, there were so many unique character designs, like the different aliens and the weird people. Like, it was just insane to look at. Like, it was just so diverse in the way it looks, and like there are a few different environments. It's great.
Yeah, JP is probably the only character I've ever come across that I like the design of, who has a pompadour.
Like, the ending is quite literally him winning with his hair.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was the ending. Now, that's not really a spoiler.
It doesn't matter.
It's obvious that he's going to win. That's come on.
Did you say that there were aliens in this film?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a space. It's like Cowboy Bebop.
A space sci-fi race film. Yeah.
It's sounding more and more to me like that one race scene from Star Wars, actually, now.
No, yeah, that's actually a really good comparison. It is very much like that.
What movie was that from, actually?
The first Star Wars.
First one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the first one or the first one in the new trilogy?
Episode one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That movie gets a lot of slack, actually.
Jar Jar Binks.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but everyone
says that. Okay, he is blatant racism, but still.
Anyway.
But yeah, like you said, the character design were really awesome, but also just the characters were really lovable. Like, I really like JP.
You're fun.
Such a cool character.
Yeah.
He's so badass. He's just like, you know, how he's just like walks up in that bar scene and he just like walks up, hey, get out of here, you know, and he gets beat up, you know, gets a hit in the head.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't care.
Gets knocked down.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie, and again, I mean, it's a spoiler or not. It's not really a plot spoiler, really. I don't think so. But if it is, if I start to talk about it and it is, stop me. It is when. Never mind. No, I'm not going
to
talk about it.
No, you have to now. You have to now, dude. You have to.
It's during the end to where the mob is still pushing Frisbee to push the detonator button to stop JP from winning the red line.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a massive spoiler.
That is a spoiler. Don't continue. We already know what you're going
to
say.
Well, then I won't continue. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. That was so awesome. That old Gramps is dude, just like...
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite pieces of the show is when Machine Head, like, transforms.
Oh, that's nuts looking, dude.
Like, that just looks so amazing.
Like, that's why it's so incredible. It's all hand-drawn. Like, it's just blows my mind. It really does. Like, it's a celebration of animation. That's what I think they were doing, really. Just, here's how it's supposed to be done. Enjoy this.
They're showing that how it could be done, comparing it to how things are done nowadays, you know?
Yeah, nowadays. Just
you
like
see,
it.
I feel like I should have enjoyed this a lot more, but since I've heard like you guys talk about it and say how amazing it was, I think I was expecting a lot more.
But it's definitely I should say that.
It is an amazing film, but
do you think that it was like kind of like your mindset, like, you know,
it could have been.
I think High School of the Dead, when I look at it now, I think it's like terrible, but when I watched it, I don't know, I think I might have just been in the right mindset. I really enjoyed it. Just for what it was, like the same kind of, you know, popcorn kind of just don't think about it, leave your brain at the door kind of, you know, medium or anime.
Point with this as well was this film gave me quite a bad headache.
Oh, yes. You may have seizures watching
it. My head was killing me when I finished watching
it. Too much colors.
I was watching it and I was just like, my head is really hurting.
Yeah. And I think back on the point of it being an amazing film and you didn't enjoy it as much. And I think... like it's an amazing film. I think anybody who watches it can admit that the work that went into it is insane and that it is really well put together.
Oh,
but I don't think you don't have to enjoy it. I don't think as much as other people. Like you can dock the movie points. Like there's a lot of stuff that I've seen that is amazing. Like it's amazingly well put together, and I'll admit that it's just really well done and it's a great movie. But I don't like it as much as other people do. So I don't think there's a problem with that as much as, you know,
I'm just a nitpicker. That's what I am. I did pick things out that I don't like, but I still gotta admit it's amazing, and I really did like it. Maybe not as much as you guys did, but I still really enjoyed it, and I was pretty much like I said, I was glued to the screen. I was just like, whoa, you know. I watched it in 1080p, you know. I was like, it kept me on the edge of my seat, and awesome characters. Not an awesome story though, but we already talked about that.
I think that if this film is going to do anything for me, it will be, if I ever get a Blu-ray player, this will be the first film I buy.
Oh, yeah. And it looks amazing on Blu-ray. Like, you guys saw the 1080 rip that you guys downloaded? Watching it on Blu-ray with a 5.1 surround sound, like, thing? That is amazing.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know what's better than that? Watching it on a cinema screen. Like,
dude, I wish it was around here, man.
Yeah.
I really do.
I watched it on like an IMAX screen because that's what it all came out in. And it was massive. It was huge. And that just blew
me
away.
Especially watching it in an IMAX screen with the speakers as well being as big and loud as they are. And then speaking of like the sound in the movies, not. And like the soundtrack is awesome. Like, there's a lot of oomps, oomps. And then there's that the final song they use to wrap the movie up. I think is one of my favorite ending themes ever. Because just the way it transitions into it's so damn chaotic before that final song that it all just kind of resolves itself into this beautiful, loving tune. That is just awesome. I've listened to it nonstop since I finished the movie. And I think
Can you link
me to
that at some point?
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes as well.
I've listened to tons of that that Yellow Line OST that
because yeah, that's the first song.
I saw you guys like favorite it, and I've been watching that nonstop because I really like that OST.
That scene, like that beginning scene, makes your heart beat so
fast. Nuts.
Yeah, it has a really crazy start. It starts off with like a crazy race straight up.
And then it's just with that music coupled with the animation and the race, it's crazy. It is quite literally crazy.
It is.
So would awesome. You recommend this film at the end of the day?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Without even a second thought.
Well, I think I'll watch it then.
So, Kieran, you know what to do.
Yeah, I will. I'll find it somewhere.
This is a movie that, like, I'm not saying that it's something that will bring non-fans of anime, but I would show this movie to my parents just because I think my dad would watch it. Because it's just so damn fun. Like, it's hard not to have a great time watching it, like, just enjoying what you're seeing. So I will be buying it on Blu-ray, though. So that's I probably will show it to my parents. Why not? So I can't
I
wait.
I
will
show it to my parents just because of that one scene with the woman.
Why did they add that in there? They just had to add something like that in there.
That was just them saying, yes, this is a film for men. This is definitely a film for men.
It was like for under a minute. Yeah. If you're going to add that, add a little bit more later on or something. It's like,
Oh, your preferences lie.
No, it's just that it felt kind of really out of place.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's just hanging out in her house.
It was
awkward
as well because I watched it subbed. So
I watched it subbed.
Subtitles right across the chest, and I was like, oh.
You have to stare. You have to stare.
Exactly.
Yeah, I watched it subbed as well.
I watched it subbed as well. That's the only one I watched
the dub. The dub is good. I like the dub because I can just watch it and not have to read anything.
Yeah.
I think it's a totally different experience to watch it in dub because, you're going to be completely focused on the animation, but now I'm, like, focused on the subtitles, you know?
I've mastered the art of reading subtitles. I'm very proud of myself when I say that.
No, same like, here, dude.
When I read the subtitled show, the subtitles don't exist.
Oh, no.
They just beam into my head.
No, but there's still a difference, dude. There's still a difference.
But then there's also the thing of, and I'm not gonna get it in a sub. There's dub. I haven't seen the dub yet. I will be checking it out. But there's a lot of yelling in this. And
not as much as Dragon Ball Z.
Wicked wail and yell like a madman. And loudly as well.
Loud.
And it adds a lot to the noise.
Like to say, I think what the translations I got were off. Like, I don't think they were right at all. So I feel like I missed something that I shouldn't have.
Where'd you get it from? Where'd you see it, actually?
Anime Take.
Who'd you get it from?
BSS.
BSS?
Oh, yeah, that's probably a problem.
They were from the official release. BSS's subs were Region 1 rips. Well, not Region 1, but they were English subtitles from the Japanese Blu-ray. It has English subs on it.
Yeah.
I ended up finding a Blu-ray rip from Baka BT, and it was from
that's the same one I had actually.
They used the official subs from the BSS release, and they made edits to them to ensure that they're correct. But again, I don't speak Japanese, so I have no freaking idea.
It felt accurate.
I could hear them saying something about like Yellow Line, and then Yellow Line not being mentioned at all in the sentence.
Sometimes translators will use a different. They won't literally put down what's been said. I'll have to check it out again though. I'll download theirs and see. I'm curious now actually.
Let me know what you think.
But yeah, now that we've talked about Redline a lot,
let's go on to the next.
Yeah. Speaking of movies and anime movies, we might as well discuss. This was sent in. We actually put out a thing on Twitter earlier asking for help because we're really bad at doing podcasts. This was sent in by Shinusla. Is that how you say that? Am I correct?
I'd say Shinusla.
Shinusla sounds right to me.
I feel really bad because this is someone who's been commenting on my YouTube profile for months, and I still don't know how to say their username.
Well, now he's in the podcast. Well, welcome, Shinusla.
Yeah, give him a shout out.
I just want to apologize.
Yeah, send in an audio grab for us to play next week of your name, so we can
just say it. Just don't go Shinusla. And then we'll
Gigik, if you guys know Gigik, because
when everyone was calling him Gigik.
I thought his name was Gigik because he's British, so I thought it was like Gigik, and he's like, it's Gigik, and I'm like, what?
I don't know. I always thought that it was Gigik. I didn't.
He pronounced it Gigik in his videos as well.
I thought it was. I always thought it was Gig UK, and I felt really bad.
It's like Yoko Rama's real name.
So sorry.
His real name is Moses, but it's just like Muesli, because it just looks like Muesli.
My real name is Mosey, not Muesli. What?
So it's Muesli. Muesli.
I thought you were calling me Moist. Now you're calling me Muesli? What's going on? Dazzle? Well, you're Dazzle. 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 You have a girl name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carry on, though.
He sent us, we asked what we should talk about, and he said we should talk about our favorite anime films, which is great!
That is perfect, man. We just talked about Redline.
Great talk!
About other ones.
Redline is my favorite. I don't have to talk anymore. No, I'm kidding. does anybody have preference as to who wants to go first here? Or
it doesn't matter.
Like, cause,
I can go first.
Alright, let me
go. I have actually picked a favorite Ghibli film, and this is a big deal. I know. And I'm going to have to say my favorite anime film is Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind.
That's a brilliant film.
I have not seen that, but I've heard that it's...
I have not seen that either, actually.
I love that film. I think it's because I might have had the experience of reading the manga as well.
Yeah.
So I get a lot more backstory than I do with... Yeah, I've got a lot more backstory with Nausicaä than I do with other Ghibli films, I guess. Because I'm kind of like a big fan of Ghibli films, but Nausicaä is just... so amazingly written, and for its time, the animation is actually really good.
You know what? I've got Nausicaä on Blu-ray because Madman's bringing them all out on Blu-ray, all the Ghibli films. So I'm getting them all on Blu-ray as they're coming out. And Nausicaä is brilliant. It just looks so good, especially the scene where the thing comes out from the ground. And it's like this sort of blobbish sort of thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it called an ohm?
That's the one, yeah.
The like beetle things.
Yeah. And that thing, that was... Here's a fun fact. That was... That thing was directed by Hideki Anno.
Okay.
The guy who created Evangelion. Like, he did all this. He created Evangelion. That was his first animation job. That one scene. And it was... That scene blew me away. It did, it did.
What a kick-ass guy.
I can't believe
I
picked a favorite Ghibli.
Yeah.
So who's actually seen Nausicaä, just so I know, apart from Kieran and Hope, isn't...
I have not. I have not.
The only...
disappointed in you guys.
Sorry. Is it Ghibli or Ghibli? Which one is it? I've always said Ghibli.
I always say Ghibli.
Is it actually
Ghibli? It is. Ghibli. I watched a short called The Ghiblis, and they were saying in that like how it could never be Ghibli because
it's Italian.
That's not how you say it.
I've been lying to myself my whole life.
I think you said Ghibli in your R.E.T.
I did, and I'm wrong.
And I saw that, and I was wondering if I was saying it wrong, but I was like, no, Ibi has to be wrong. So yeah, just to be nice.
No, I said it Ghibli once, and then I said Ghibli for the rest of the video. So I'm really annoyed at my inconsistency.
but.
The Ghibli film I've seen is Princess Mononoke.
That's great.
That is a good film.
It's actually my favorite Studio Ghibli film.
I have not seen it either.
I've been meaning to watch Howl's Moving Castle and Porco Rosso, but I want to watch Porco Rosso.
Porco Rosso is not so good. It wasn't my favorite.
Howl's is my favorite Studio Ghibli film.
Pig bounty hunter flying a plane. I have to watch that movie.
And basically, from what everyone says, like, if you're talking, like, definitive Studio Ghibli films, like, you're talking probably Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke, and...
Castle in the Sky. Castle in the Sky.
No, it's not Castle in the Sky, it's My Neighbor Totoro. Those three are probably... I haven't seen My Neighbor Totoro, but people that have seen that say it's the definitive Studio Ghibli film. And
I think
it's really
it is. It's not
to
my favorite
one. Yeah. Well, the guy in it, yeah. Well, you go, sorry.
With Studio Ghibli films, I always prefer the story based ones, and Totoro doesn't really have that much of a story.
It's a more slice of life one.
Yeah, they're definitely aimed more towards children, and you can see that, and that's why I don't enjoy them as much. And people have like called me out on that before, saying I've got no childlike heart because I don't like Totoro as much as everyone else does. So
I saw the well, in my opinion, the worst Studio Ghibli film. I bought it. It's called Ocean Waves, and it's a slice of life.
I've seen that, and it's terrible.
Slice of life teenage kind of romance thing. Like, it starts off, I thought it was going to be the kind of the classic, you know, your best friend falls for a girl, and then you kind of fall for her as well. But the main character is like kind of like a tsundere kind of girl with like daddy issue. Well, parent, like her something, some issues between her mum and her dad. And it's really boring.
She's just very spoiled.
She's really very spoiled, dyslexic today. But it's quite short and nothing really happens. And you don't get emotionally attached to the characters because it's not long enough and the characters aren't interesting enough. They're just planks, basically. And favorite part of the scene is basically the main, I think, the girl character slaps the boy character, and then he gives her a slap right back. It's just a bit.
Oh yeah!
I was like, she is so deserving.
You know what my favorite part of that film was?
Or the punch. What?
My favorite part of that film was when it ended, because it was really bad.
Oh,
that was a really good part.
That's a diss. That's such a diss.
it's just not that great, and yeah, I don't know. It just wasn't good.
I expected a lot from it. I spent a lot of money on that DVD because it was like £17 when it first came out, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna buy it because Studio Ghibli, they never let me down, and that was the first one that ever let me down.
Well,
and,
I wouldn't say that I hated it. But it's the worst Studio Ghibli film that I've seen.
I gotta disagree. I think the worst one I've seen was Tales of Earthsea. I just didn't enjoy that at all.
Yeah, I've heard that's bad. That's
I kind of like Tales from Earthsea though, because it definitely had its positives. Like, I don't think, well, if you're going to compare that film, which was Goro Miyazaki's first time directing a film, to Ariete, which is Mario's first time directing a film, yes, there's an obvious difference of which one is better.
Oh yeah.
But I still liked elements from Tales from Earthsea. Like, the music was really good, the animation was really good, but those are sort of things that you expect from Studio Ghibli films, I guess.
Have you seen Ibby, or anyone else for that matter? Have you seen Grave of the Fireflies?
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
That is an excellent film, and it's really, really touching and sad at the end. Well, even around the end, because I kind of had this suspicion. I'm not gonna spoil it. So it's just sad. Go watch it.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the masterpieces.
That was a pointless question. Next person. Let's finish this.
Oh yeah. Studio Ghibli. Who wants to go next for their favorite films?
Well, Grave of the Fireflies and Castle in the Sky are probably like my favorite Studio Ghibli films. But why are we just talking about Ghibli films?
They make great films.
I know, but that's kind of funny. Like, nobody.
It's the same perfect blow.
Nobody had yet mentioned.
It's a tangent.
Nobody
tangent
had yet mentioned any other Ghibli, any other film other than Ghibli film.
It's your turn.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering why.
That was your favorite movie, boys.
I don't have a favorite movie, but I do have a lot of favorite movies.
This is unacceptable.
I'll just list them off. So, like, the first four Detective Conan movies, all the Breakblade movies, all the One Piece movies, Summer Wars was good, Rurouni Kenshin was good. It's gonna take a while. House Moving Castle, Initial D Third Stage.
I think you should guys go visit his mail page.
No, I'm gonna finish this. Be quiet. Castle in the Sky, Spirited Away, Ninja Scroll, Akira, Grave of the Fireflies. What else is there? Dot Hack GU Trilogy, Yu Hakusho Golden Seal, after the new dub was released.
Are these just all the movies you've seen? There's no preference here.
No. I'm giving you the tens and nines, dude.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is the last one, I promise. Trigun. No, never mind. Lupin the Third, Castle Cagliostro. Yes.
Wait, have you seen Perfect Blow?
No, I have not.
Well, I swear I saw that on your minor metalist page, actually.
That might have been my plan to watch or something, possibly. But Lupin the Third, Castle of Cagliostro, directed by Hayao Miyazaki. Yeah, that's a beast.
Yeah, I have that on DVD. I've never seen
it. That is such a good film. That is such a good film.
I've had it on DVD for like 5 years, and I'm like, yeah, I should watch that, and never have.
Man, you should like donate it to somebody who will actually watch it.
No, it's in my pre-Ghibli and Ghibli collection.
Collect dust. How could you?
I know, you said Akira.
Yes.
Didn't really like Akira that much.
The manga's better.
It still doesn't pull from the fact the movie wasn't that good.
No, the movie was pretty good.
I still have to watch that.
The animation.
I don't think it's one of those films that everyone hypes up. Like, it's the definitive kind of anime film, and it's never going to live up to that.
The animation is so good for its time. So good.
Oh, yeah, for its time, but...
For our time, it's so smooth. It's also hand-drawn and stuff.
Akira is hand-drawn as well.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. For the 8, that was 88. That was hand-drawn. All hand-drawn.
Yep, and it's better than animation nowadays. Just the style might have changed a bit, but overall, it's way better. So
I just didn't think the direction was that good, to be honest.
They rushed it. They should have made it into a couple of movies, because there was like 6 volumes of the manga, and they're like huge volumes, and the manga.
Yeah, they're giant books.
Yeah, the manga goes in so much detail. So.
Hey, you know what they should have done?
What?
Live action film.
No. No.
You know that'd be really cool, because then they could set it in Neo Tokyo and have like Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
I got cancelled, the movie did, right?
It
yeah, it got cancelled.
It's actually a high school, the music. What is it called? High School Musical manga, I think, actually.
There is.
There we go.
There is.
I know there's a Twilight manga.
Oh, no, there is a High School Musical one, isn't there?
There is. I remember looking that up once.
There is.
Imagine that's somebody's favorite manga.
It's gotta be somebody. Somebody out there has to like it.
That somebody is a dumbass.
Yeah.
You're nice.
And if you're listening to this and you like it, you're cool, man.
No, you're not.
just balances out.
Yeah. If you like us, then you're cool.
Oh, if you like us, then you're awesome. But...
Yeah, but if you don't like us and you like that, well, what the hell's wrong with you?
But why would you be listening to this if you don't like us? I don't get it.
I mean, we're all very attractive.
I would like to point something out to you.
Yeah.
On my anime list, in the manga section, there is a thing that says how many favorites that manga has, and 3 people think it's their favorite manga.
Do you say think it's their favorite manga?
Yeah, because they don't know better. They don't know any better.
I'm not entirely sure.
It's like their opinion does not matter.
You know what? I'm gonna add High School to that. I mean, High School to that. High School Musical. High School Musical to my favorites.
People have some really weird fate. Like I went to this one guy's page, and he's got like Dead Man Wonderland as his favorite anime, and it always perplexes me because that anime wasn't very good.
Oh yeah, but, the manga was way better.
Oh.
High school.
Yeah, people just have weird opinions.
Some people are just wrong. That's just the it.
Yeah.
I just added High School Musical to my favorites mangas.
Are we moving on? By the way.
All right. Next up, I'll go. Then might as well. I'm a big fan of what's his name? Moaru Hoshida, if you know who he is. I think I'm doing it wrong.
Not a clue.
No.
I'll actually look it up because I don't.
What has he directed?
I hold on, wait for it. Mamoru Hoshida. Sorry.
Thank you. Now I know who he is.
Do you really?
No. I'm just.
All right.
That correction just.
He directed the. He was one of the lead directors on Digimon anime.
That was okay.
Right.
That was awesome.
Oh, I know exactly what you're gonna say now.
He directed the first 3 Digimon films and was lead animator. Yeah. And he's also the animator of he's the lead director and animator of Summer Wars and The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Okay, I like The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, but the character in Summer Wars, like the main character, looks exactly like the girl. He's a boy in Summer Wars, yet do you see the similarities between the characters? Like, she looks exactly the same as the guy in Summer Wars. Just look at it.
What?
I'm looking at the poster right in front of me.
I've got the poster.
Look at The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
You're
crazy. I watched that film and I was like, no, they're exactly the same characters. They're just talking about different things.
I'm looking at the poster right now.
But I like Summer Wars, but I didn't. Summer Wars was okay, but I really like The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
The Girl Who Leapt Through Time is my favorite anime film.
Yeah,
I have
definitely.
To admit, it is
probably the same.
It is brilliant. It was one of those films that I picked up by chance. It was just random because I think on the back of the actual like thing it says winner of the Adelaide Film Festival. So I was like, oh, I should pick this up and check it out.
I live there,
and it is a fantastic film. that everyone should see. Every anime fan should see.
I have not seen it.
Yeah, I know neither have I, but I will be checking it out, though. I honestly, dude, I've been meaning to watch that for like 2 years now, and I just, for some reason, haven't. And I feel like an ass for not watching it yet.
You are an ass.
It's talked about. It's talked about so much, you know.
You're
it's
a
in people.
Donkey.
It is so in people's favorites.
That's really
and,
good.
It's just one of those
fair,
things
though,
where
I only
just
watched.
Haven't gotten to it.
Yeah, I only watched Summer Wars because Daz was like, "You need to see Summer Wars." So I was like, "Okay, I'll watch it."
That's another
and
one
I
have to watch.
Blown away by the animation. Like the animation was just so good.
Yeah,
that was the only thing that I really, I like. I didn't care about the plot because I didn't really like the whole kind of mesh between old and the new kind of internet-y kind of stuff. But the animation, the quality was amazing. 10DP, it was just so amazing.
Like our war game is probably my favorite segment in the Digimon film, and they pretty much made that just a longer version, and that just made me really happy.
Do you think Digimon holds up in terms of the quality? No, like the quality of the anime. Just itself, not like I suppose you really can't look back and not say it was
the Digimon film. Yes, the actual show itself, not
the film
much,
was amazing, dude.
Yeah, like I can't
awesome.
Watch Pokemon like because it doesn't hold up for me. Like the original Pokemon series doesn't hold up.
I think it does
without nostalgia. I think.
Yeah.
Digimon does. Digimon does hold up
because of nostalgia.
Yeah, probably.
Digimon does hold up.
It's still really good.
Well, I'm saying it is, so it is.
It's just, doesn't get good until, like, Arc 3, which is, like, halfway through the season.
I'm just annoyed because in Pokemon Yellow, you can't evolve your Pikachu.
I know. I was so depressed when I'm like, oh, okay, Raichu, and it's just like, no, don't want to do that. I'm like, fuck you, man.
I never tried to evolve my Pikachu.
Well, why would you want to evolve your Pikachu?
But it got better. Because then it gets more powerful.
No.
Yeah, but Raichu
but then you'd have to go...
But the moral was...
shitty Pokemon.
The moral behind that whole thing was it was that you don't have to change to be good.
No, you do. In Pokemon, you do.
I know. They all evolve.
Yeah,
that's like the opposite.
I always got annoyed. I always get annoyed when I would go away from Pokemon for like 10 episodes and be like, okay, fine. Has this Pokemon evolved yet? No, they haven't. Okay, I'm gonna stop watching again.
Don't tell Ash.
Well, Ash
that
was really bad. He either doesn't evolve his Pokemon or he releases them.
that's
like, I swear, I was rewatching Pokemon two summers ago or something. I rewatched Pokemon and he was like in his Pidgeot go, and he was like, I'll come back for you soon. Never went back.
He's 10 years old.
Yo, Pidgey's probably sitting there waiting for him still.
Like, yeah, I know. Like Charizard, when he released his Charizard.
Yeah, I legitimately got sad when Charizard left. He comes back, you know, for happy playtime sometimes, but still.
Why would he release Charizard? That's like the coolest.
Because he's a.
Come on.
Oh, it's all about starting over again.
Area. They had the episode where there was like a whole massive Charizard.
Yeah, I remember, but that's so stupid.
I was gonna. It's like if I'm a person.
Bye Butterfree.
Yeah, Bye Bye Butterfree was like really emotional for me.
Butterfree sucks.
And the Pikachu one as well, when Pikachu's like, oh, I can go to the Pikachu.
Oh, and they played that song where it was like, the time has come. And then it was just like Pikachu just looking sad. And I was like,
I always liked the Pokemon openings, but yeah.
To one of the master Pokemon, you got the skills to be number one.
Welcome to the musical Dazza segment in the universe.
Right, who hasn't said their favorite film?
Kieran has.
Me.
Kieran.
Okay, fine.
Princess Mononoke is my favorite Ghibli film. And The Girl Who Leapt Through Time is probably my favorite film of all time. Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Shock horror.
And we've already talked about both of those things. So
I know, that's what I said. That's why I was like, yeah, I kind of, you know, pretty much already went over them.
All right, then we go to Bill then.
This is great. Okay, now I'm going to say my favorite movie, but I kind of have two, but I can't decide.
Just pick one.
Okay! My favorite anime movie is Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence. Which is strange, because when it comes to talking about the Ghost in the Shell films, nobody mentions the second one. You know, like they remastered the first one, with Ghost in the Shell 2.0, but nobody mentions the second film, which I think is the better movie, in my opinion. What's interesting about this movie is that it was released in Japan as just the title Innocence, And because it's not technically a sequel to the first movie, and they didn't want people to think that going in, like, oh, this is a sequel, we have to see the first one. But to sell it in America, they had to slap Ghost in the Shell 2 on it for brand recognition. But I thought it was a great movie. It looked amazing. And it's not very old either. It's 2004.
Wasn't it the same characters, was it not?
The only difference between what you normally think of Ghost in the Shell with Kusanagi as the main protagonist, She's not really in this. It focuses mainly on Bato and Togusa, which is awesome because they're two characters who I love. And that's why probably one of the reasons why I liked it a lot is that it's more Bato and Togusa based, which is cool.
It says here that it didn't want the Mokia of Ghost in the Shell 2 because Oshii, the director, said that it wasn't actually a sequel. It was supposed to be a standalone film as like a spin-off.
Yeah, but I think I just said that, I think.
I don't know, I wasn't really listening, I was reading about it.
I did mention that they didn't have the Ghost in the Shell 2 brand.
Just elaborating more, okay.
Yeah, I'll just expand.
Yeah, a little, it's more detailed. Thank you.
No problem. Anytime.
You're my fact checker. But it's a great movie. And then there's that and Sword of the Stranger, which is the other movie I was going to mention, which is by Bones, and it is amazing. That's all I'm gonna say.
Surprised AB hasn't seen it.
Has anyone seen films?
What films?
What films?
Toa no Kwon.
No, I have them all downloaded. I have them all downloaded. Shows.
No.
They look really good. I've seen some trailers and stuff like that, but I haven't really got them.
I think if anyone here is gonna enjoy them, Bill will.
Oh.
Bill will.
Cool.
Honestly think you'll really enjoy those films because they're and they're very like. Did you ever see Darker Than Black?
Yes,
I've seen that too.
Did you enjoy Darker Than Black?
Yes. I loved Darker Than Black.
It reminds me of that, but with more the natural elements, I guess.
Ah, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely check them out.
So I think you. Mm.
Sweet.
Sorry, that was just a random little thing there.
That's cool.
I actually want to finish the Garden of Sinners? Has anyone seen those films?
No,
I've seen the first two, and they're insanely awesome.
I've always wanted to check them out.
I've seen the first one, but the first one's pretty good, and they're only like 15 minutes long, so
yeah, there's some longer
ones.
Too much
hassle again. Yeah, I think I heard.
Yeah, a few of them are a little bit longer, but yeah, they're typically like 50 minutes average.
The animation is really, really good.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, it's really nice looking, really good.
Too bad there was only like one battle scene in the first movie. So
yeah. It was a little more snail pace, but.
I've seen AMVs with like some really intense battles from that series, and it really makes me want to go watch it. So I may do that soon.
Do it.
That's cool. What's our last segment, Bill? I think we just might just go on to our last segment.
We have written down just Q&A.
Yeah, so it's like a question.
didn't Evie have a question that she wanted?
Yes.
To
I did.
Have you forgotten it? Are you serious?
No, I've written it down.
What do you mean? What are you?
I wanted to ask, like, throw out there.
Just a humble
bounty. Who is your favorite anime character, and why, and what makes a good anime character for you?
Oh, that's a good question, actually.
All right, I'll start because I know this one.
Quite profound.
Kion from Haruhi Suzumiya.
Knew you were gonna say that.
Why?
Yeah.
I like it. It's because he's a snarky bastard who hates everything, and I just like his inner monologue. He's just a fantastic narrator.
He is great.
He is very funny, to be honest.
And I agree with him completely. I think I base my life off him. I do.
I kind of wish I never saw The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya because, like, now I can't help but, like, relate every male protagonist to Kion. Like, I wish I don't do that because I always do that now and it frustrates me.
Yeah, I think I do that subconsciously as well.
Yeah.
Just, like, he's such a good protagonist. Because he's not the title character. The title character she's not the main character. The main character.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
He's a fantastic main character in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
So,
is everyone else thinking?
I'll go.
Yeah.
My answer is probably kind of generic as far as, you know, being an anime fan goes, but it's Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop. And primarily, he's just a fun character to watch, but he's one of my favorite, because he's one of the only characters that I really watch dubbed. And maybe that helps with being able to identify with him as a human being a little bit more, but his backstory is just so damn excellent. Like, it's not really as out front as most other characters, but like his backstory is awesome, and it makes him so cool because he's so it's so easygoing a lot of the times, but he is a dark bastard when he can be. But he's excellent. Probably definitely my favorite.
Karen.
I've actually been thinking about this. It's quite it's hard because I've got probably three female characters that are all probably my favorite character, and the first one is Hollow from Spice and Wolf, and I really like her because she's not really like a typical kind of Sunday kind of character. She,
I love Hollow. She's
kind of skips between. I really like her character, and it's hard to say why because I haven't seen Spice and Wolf in a while. But the second character would probably be Iwasawa from Angel Beats. Even though she only has like one or two episodes in Angel Beach, they did like an excellent job of characterizing her as just a character that only really wanted just, you know, her voice to be heard, even, you know, and she kind of, her life was kind of tragically cut short and she couldn't really do that. And I love how, you know, even through like a really short time, they really characterize her well. And the last character would be a character that I recently found out from Mirai Nikki, and that would be Gasai Yuna.
Oh,
and she's just, she's just best. She's just the best crazy bitch you'll ever see on anime. And she's the reason why Mirai Nikki is just such a great series, in my opinion.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's my long-winded explanation.
Moist.
Cool.
Moist. Moist is my favorite character. Okay. But I have also like a few, but I'm going to talk about two. Kurama, obviously. Yo, Kurama, you know? Yeah, no. You know, being smart dude that always just like stands back and thinks out the situation and then just kicks butt, you know.
I don't know, I find his animation to be quite shoddy.
Wait, what anime is he?
You always have to diss on Yu Hakusho, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. Never seen that.
Yeah. And then my recent one is
something I need to see.
My recent one is Fujiwara Takumi, who is the main character of Initial D. And he's actually a really stupid character. He always like stares off into the open sky and just like always, I don't know, just floats away in his own thought and stuff. But when he's like racing, he's completely a different person, and everybody's like, "Man, what's wrong with you?" Ah! Whoever's driving shotgun with him, he's just like driving, drifting. Everybody's like passing out. You know, I don't know. He's a very interesting character for me, and he has a lot of character development throughout the whole four stages of Initial D. So he starts off as this like. I think he's in 10th grade in the first episode, and on the last episode of the anime, I think he's like 2 years graduated already, and the manga continues, so I really gotta get to that as well after that, so awesome character.
So by the end of that, is he like 70 years old?
he's like his father, what's his name? No, but he's a very cool character that you can totally see him like grow up and just has a lot of character development, and that's one of the main things you want to have in the character. That's about it.
Mm. Can I go for mine quickly?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got two that I can think of off the top of my head. Number one is Konata from Lucky Star, because she's a character that I definitely see myself in. Because I had a very normal group of friends while I was in high school, so I was definitely like the nerdy sort of would talk about stuff that no one cared about person, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I know the feeling. Know the feeling very well.
So I watched Lucky Star and I was like, I am so similar to Konata. I can't not like this character.
I hate Lucky Star. Worst show ever.
I've not seen that yet. Every character's here. It's like a schedule.
All right. We can get Yokorama can leave.
Hey, I'm recording. Keep going.
Okay.
And my second favorite character, or my other favorite character, I guess, is Edward Elric from Fullmetal Alchemist, just to be that person
awesome.
Who uses generic characters.
Nice.
And the reason I like Edward so much is because he was
so
a person
hot.
Who like very much believed in himself and believed in his dreams, and he wanted to fix what he like fucked up. He wanted to fix what he'd messed up in the first place. And I don't know, he never gave up, and that sort of was very good for me to watch, and he was a very good character for me when I was moving away from home because I was very scared, and it helped.
Aww.
So those are the reasons why they're my favorite characters.
Sweet.
Edward's a great character.
Yeah.
Definitely,
he really is.
Really great.
For sure.
And I'm really, there's a lot of characters in Full Metal. I wish I would have picked one of them. Full Metal is one of the best examples of how to write your characters, without a doubt.
Yeah, for
in my
sure.
mind.
I think he's only not on my list because I wanted to be as pretentious as possible, you know, big anime elitist fan, not picking, you know, mainstream shonen anime.
But have you ever thought as to why you like those characters so much, or is it just you like them because they're interesting to watch, or because you relate to them in some way, or anything like that?
Well, I can't say that I relate to Yuno, but
I react like Yuno is fantastic. I feel like Yuno every day.
Exactly.
I like Kion because I feel like Kion. He makes me. He sounds like me in high school. That's probably why I like him as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we'll wrap up the podcast here. We've been going for this like for about an hour and a half now.
Yep.
So definitely
a considered effort.
Yeah. So don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, as well as send in topics and stuff on anniversepodcast@gmail.com.
Send me money.
And yeah, send us all money as sponsors.
And also, thank you, Karen, for joining us today.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
So well, I thought you were here forever.
Aww.
Yeah.
Where can we find you?
It's been great. You can find me at my YouTube's channel. That's 4100, and I have a Twitter. That's you guys can probably leave a link to that because you guys my name's spelled weird. So yeah,
that's cool.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes as well. Get your review in, and you'll be noticed.
Tell us how bad it sucks.
Yeah, exactly. Tell us what you think.
If it's
Yeah, tell us how sexy I am with my
nails on chalkboard. Just talk
too
about
sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
Put that moist. In the review. How
anyway.
Sexy is moist.
Muesli.
Okay.
Jokes.
So
all right, see you guys next time.
Yeah.
See you guys.
Thank
yes!
you for watching.
Bye.
I mean listening.
Listening.
Peace.
See you guys.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Anniverse podcast hosted by Yoko Rama, Pepper Tam, Dr. Dozer, and Zazily5. Subscribe to us on iTunes for more. Insert sponsorship label right here. If you want to contact us in any way, shape, or form, please contact us at anniversepodcast@gmail.com. This includes sponsorship information.